Mysterious puzzle. Daphne is a 7-year-old girl. She has got black hair and blue eyes. Her hair is very short and her eyes are very big. She is very thin. She has got freckles on her cheeks. Her cheeks are always pink. She is very beautiful. She is very naughty and playful. She is only 7, but she knows a lot. She is interested in astronomy. She knows a lot of things about stars, planets, and black holes. She draws wonderful pictures. She is very talented in painting, but her favorite free time activity is building puzzles. She is an excellent puzzle builder. She is a genius. She can make a puzzle in a few days. Her parents always buy her a new one. There are a lot of puzzles on the walls of her room. Look at those pictures. The Eiffel Tower, planets, zoo, flowers, the Tower Bridge, and the London Eye. They look fantastic. There are other puzzles in the living room, too. Daphne and her parents are in a bookstore now. They will buy a new puzzle for Daphne. There are several puzzles on the shelves. They are trying to choose one. There is a picture of sports cars. Daphne isn't interested in cars. She doesn't pick that one. There is a cat family. The mother cat is playing with her kittens. They are very cute. Daphne doesn't pick that one either. I want a different puzzle. I already have animal pictures on my wall, she says. Beaches, mountains, parks, historical places. She doesn't want any of them. Buildings, towers, bridges, statues, monuments. She doesn't want any of them either. She wants a different one. Then she sees a puzzle behind the others. This one is different from the others. There is a lake in the picture. The water looks dark and scary. There is a big castle near the lake. It is very old. There is a big forest behind the castle. There are very big and old trees in the forest. There is an owl in one of the trees. It is staring at the castle. It is the only animal in the forest. The sky is dark. I like this one. Shall we buy it? asked Daphne. Finally, dear, I'm very tired of looking at those puzzles, says her father. Me too. Let's buy it and go to the cinema, says her mother. They pay for the puzzle and go to the cinema. They have dinner at the restaurant after the cinema. When they came home, it is nearly bedtime. They are very tired and they all sleep immediately. Daphne wakes up early in the morning. She lays the puzzle on the carpet. Then she opens the box, groups the pieces, and starts building the frame. She finishes the frame in an hour. She is very fast for a kid. After finishing the frame, she takes the pieces of the lake. It is a hard part because all the pieces are nearly the same color. They are different tones of dark blue. It takes 2 days to finish the lake. The following day, she takes the pieces of the forest and starts building it. Now, she is holding the pieces of the owl in her hand. Its eyes look scary. She looks at them closely. I'm not scared of you, little owl. I think you are cute and wise, says Daphne. A few days later, she is about to finish the puzzle. There is only one piece left. Then she puts the final piece. Hey, what's that voice? Where am I? She says. She looks around. She cannot see much because it is dark. She hears the same voice again. It's the owl. Now she can see the lake and the forest. She can see the old castle too. She looks up and sees the sky. It's the same dark sky. She isn't in her room anymore. She is in the puzzle. Am I dreaming? This can't be real. It must be a dream, she says. Then she remembers the name of the puzzle, the Mystery Forest. This is a dream, and I will wake up soon, she says. No, you won't, says a voice. This isn't a dream, Daphne. It's the owl. It is speaking. What's happening? How do you know my name? Where am I? Asks Daphne. There's no time for questions. Hurry up. Follow me. I'll take you to them, answers the owl. Who are they? What are you talking about? I want to go home, yells Daphne. You will go home, don't worry. You have to help us first. You have a mission. You can go back when you accomplish it, says the owl. The owl flies to the castle. Daphne follows it. She is confused. She feels scared, but she is calm. They are on the threshold of the castle. Daphne wants to knock the door, but it opens by itself. There is a long corridor. There are several candles on the wall. Daphne feels a breeze. The owl talks to her again. You are alone now, Daphne. You will go into the castle by yourself. You will talk to them. Then you will come back to me again. I'll be waiting for you. Daphne is walking in the corridor now. There are several doors. Which door should I open? Which room should I enter? She thinks. Just at that moment, one of the doors opens by itself. Daphne enters the room. There are hundreds of puzzles on the wall. She looks at them closely. One piece is missing in each puzzle. She sees a huge door and tries to open it. It is locked. She knocks the door, but no one answers. She looks around. There is a big fireplace. There is a table next to it. She sees a bowl on the table. There are puzzle pieces in the bowl. I think I have to complete the puzzle. This is my mission, she thinks. It's a piece of cake for me, she says, and puts the missing pieces into their places. When she puts the last piece, the huge door opens with a loud noise. She enters the room. The door closes with a loud noise. It is very dark now. She cannot see anything, but she has a strange feeling. She feels a breath on her neck. There is a strange smell too. Oh, what's that? There are some little spots. They are shining in the dark. Are they eyes? She hears a roar. Roar! Please don't hurt me, shouts Daphne. She is frightened. Don't worry, sweetheart. We won't hurt you, says a lovely voice. She just wants to say welcome. Light the candle. She is here to help us, says the lovely voice again. It is a soft and calming voice. They light the candles. She can see the room now. There are several animals in the room. Lions, gazelles, bats, snakes, monkeys, turtles, birds, skunks, and several others. Why are you here? Why aren't you in the forest? Animals live in the forest, not in castles, says Daphne. That's the problem, Daphne. We cannot go out because there is a beast in the forest. This castle is our shelter, but we cannot live here forever. You are our only chance, says the lovely voice. It's a swan. So, you want me to fight with a beast? Is that right? Asked Daphne. Yes, that's right. Only a human can beat the beast. Can you help us? Asked the swan. Daphne looks at the animals. They look desperate and innocent. She feels sorry for them. She decides to help them. Okay, I will help you, but how can I beat that beast? She asks. With your intelligence, answers the swan. Where is the beast? Where does it live? Asks Daphne. It lives in a cave in the forest. Sometimes it comes to the lake and drinks water, says the lioness. It catches fish there too, adds the monkey. Okay, I will make a plan, but I have to see the beast first. So let's wait until the morning. The forest is very scary and dangerous at night, says Daphne. That's another problem, says the swan. The sun never shines here. It is always night because the sun is afraid of the beast too. Daphne talks to the animals. I really want to help you, but you should help me first. Tell me the story from the beginning. They live in the forest happily. One day, that beast comes and ruins everything. It kills several animals. They are about to go extinct. The beast is very big and strong. It is very cruel, too. It puts a puzzle in front of its cave. Then it throws some pieces into the forest. You will find the pieces and put them in the correct places. in the puzzle. If you finish the puzzle, I will leave, the beast says. Daphne listens to the story. We should find the pieces first, she says. Don't worry about it. We have them, says the swan. It's very easy for me. Let's go and finish the puzzle, says Daphne. She is very relieved. You have to be very careful, Daphne. You have only one chance for each piece. If you put a piece into the wrong place, the beast will kill you. Daphne feels nervous again. How many pieces are there? She asks. 25, answers the lioness. Daphne takes the lioness and the monkey with her. The owl is flying above them. They walk to the cave. The forest is very dark. There are big rocks, prickles, and poisonous spiders everywhere. Don't worry, I will carry you on my back, says the lioness. They walk for 15 minutes. Everything looks fine. They are close to the cave now. Suddenly, the lioness screams in pain. There's a poisonous spider on her paw. The spider bites the lioness. Its poison will kill her in an hour. Go back to the castle together. They can help you there. I can go to the cave by myself, says Daphne. What a brave girl. The animals have no choice. They leave Daphne and go to the castle. Only the owl stays with her. Daphne sees the cave. The beast is sitting in front of the cave. It is huge, angry, and disgusting. Daphne tries to be calm. If I find the correct places, it won't hurt me. I can do it, she says to herself. She takes the pieces out of her pocket. I'm here to finish the puzzle. If I finish it, you will leave, says Daphne. Okay, but if you fail, I'll eat you, roars the beast. Daphne examines the puzzle and the pieces carefully. The beast is waiting for a wrong move. Daphne finds a piece. She is about to put it. Her hands are trembling. Is it the right place? I hope it is wrong, says the beast. Fortunately, the piece fits its place. She feels confident now. She puts the second piece, then the third one, then the fifth, sixth, seventh, tenth. Everything is perfect. The owl is watching Daphne. It is very nervous. Half an hour later, there are only two pieces in Daphne's hands. They are almost the same, and she has only one chance. There must be a difference. They cannot be the same. But it is dark, and I can't see well, says Daphne. We are back in the castle now. The lioness is very sick. All the other animals very worried. The wound needs sunshine. Only sunshine can heal it. We don't have much time, says the swan. We have to do something. We can't sit here and wait, says the skunk. I hope she can beat the beast. I don't want to be pessimistic, but she is only 7 years old. You're right. We have no chance. No, I don't agree with you. I trust her. She is very smart and talented. Yes, she is very brave, too. The animals are having a big quarrel. Suddenly, they feel dazzled. What is happening? It's the sun. It's back. We are free. We are safe. They are right. The sun is shining again because Daphne chooses the right piece. They are very happy. They all go out. They take the lioness with them too. The sun is healing the wound. The lioness is feeling good now. Daphne and the owl are coming back. They hug and kiss each other. The forest, lake, and the sky are no longer dark. The beast keeps his promise and leaves the forest. The animals keep their promises too. Daphne is in her room and looking at the puzzle, but it is not dark anymore. The sun is shining and there are several animals in the forest. The animals are very happy.